What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today, at a family-friendly event, you can learn more about the Haystack Fab Lab and winter programs over refreshments and festive crafts. There'll be equipment demonstrations, 3D printers, laser cutters, and hands-on crafting with LED paper circuitry pop-up holiday cards. You get to create your own holiday card and experiment with LED stickers to make it light up. The open house takes place at Haystack's Center for Community Programs in Deer Isle Village. Do not drive down to the snow-covered campus in sunshine. The open house in Deer Isle Village is happening today, 10 to 1. Also today, is the Paul Bunyan-sized book fair in Bangor. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can run into more than 90 authors as they take over the Bangor Public Library. There's readings, talks, and panels all day. The fair will feature a launch of Echoes in the Fog, a charity anthology to support the Maine Coastal Heritage Trust. And Tim Cotton, retired lieutenant from the Bangor Police Department, will read at 12:45. You remember Tim, right? He created the Duck of Justice, and he writes Facebook essays under Tim Cotton, author, and in every man's voice, working to advance humor and kindness in the lives of all. You can get the full schedule of the book fair at downtownbangor.com. Also today is an artist's reception for Jared Hansen at the Ellsworth Public Library. Jared is a local photographer with a solo exhibition. The reception is today, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Ellsworth Library. We're invited to the community holiday party sponsored by the Friends of the Blue Hill Public Library happening today, from 2 to 5:30 p.m. There'll be entertainment for the entire family, including music, a story from Noel Paul Stuckey, Kate Breton dancing with Bob McCormick, performances from the George Stevens Academy Jazz Band and the Brooklyn Band Bits, and a special magic show. In addition, there'll be holiday crafts for the kids throughout the afternoon. You can find out more about that and everything else at bhpl.net. That's not a thing. This evening, there's a one-man show of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. You can come watch veteran actor Tim Pugliese inhabit all the characters as he brings this classic tale to life. It was adapted for stage and directed by Sherry John. You could bring a non-perishable food donation for the Scudic Food Pantry, and you can enjoy baked goods by Donna Harmon, with proceeds benefiting the pantry. The show goes on tonight, 7 p.m., and tomorrow, 2 p.m., at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. ScudicArtsForAll.org for all the details. If that's not enough Christmas Carol, or Winter Harbor is too far away, head to Stonington for the Opera House's community reading. You can join friends and neighbors as they take the Opera House stage from 2 to 6 p.m., or however long it goes for a community read-aloud of Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. Come for a single chapter or for the full afternoon. Not tempting enough? There'll be complimentary hot cocoa and cookies. OperaHouseArts.org for more details about this event that's happening today, 2 to 6 p.m. Snowflakes! In this art workshop for kids, kiddos age 8 and up can create snowflake designs and paint them onto silk frames. The workshop is happening Wednesday, December 17th, 3 o'clock, Blue Hill Public Library. Artist Helena Maloney will teach participants how to make two fun snowflake projects. You can register or find out more at bhpl.net. There's a Winter Wonderland Kids Craft Day at Aragosta on Deer Isle, today noon to 2, then tomorrow an artisan market there. Tonight, the town of Bucksport has its 10th annual Parade of Lights starting at 6 p.m., with fireworks scheduled for 7:15 p.m. over the Penobscot River. Or you could head to Brooklyn for caroling and cocoa on the town green, 5 to 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, there's a community open house and art show at the Wendell Gilley Museum, 1 to 4. So much holiday magic. Do you wish I was promoting your artsy-fartsy event? It's easy to list things on WERU-FM's community calendar. Start at weru.org. Click on Community Calendar, then on Submit an Event. Follow the instructions and voila, your event gets chatted about by programmers on the WERU airwaves. You do need to think ahead. Give the station a few weeks, at least two, to get everything where it needs to be. Encourage your favorite event organizers to use the calendar, too. This has been Bossy Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?